Welcome back, creepies, to Encounters with Darkness. You know, the paranormal investigation group who delves into the shadows and explores the unexplained. But as far as the podcast goes, I'm your host, Ashley Greathouse. In tonight's episode, we'll embark on a chilling journey into the realm of doppelgangers. So brace yourself. Maybe go grab some coffee as we probe into the mysterious world where doubles exist and you might not want to meet them. Now, we've talked about this topic before, but why not revisit the puzzling legend of people who look like us but aren't really us? Doppelgangers, they have long captured our imaginations and instilled fear in the hearts of those who believe. From ancient legends to modern-day encounters, these eerie duplicates have left people questioning their sanity and reality itself. So what exactly are doppelgangers? Derived from the German words Doppel, meaning double, and Ganger, meaning goer or walker, doppelgangers are believed to be supernatural counterparts or exact replicas of an individual. They share our physical appearance, mannerisms, and even our memories. But there's a catch. Encountering your doppelganger is not a cause for celebration. It's often a harbinger of darkness and the unknown. Throughout history, countless stories have emerged of individuals encountering their own doubles. These encounters have been described as eerie and unsettling, leaving a lasting impact on those who experience them. The doppelganger phenomenon has found its way into literature, folklore, and even popular culture, perpetuating the idea that encountering your double can only lead to doom. One famous doppelganger tale, probably the most famous, involves the renowned writer Edgar Allan Poe. It is said that Poe encountered his doppelganger shortly before his death. Witnesses claim to have seen Poe's double wandering the streets, disheveled and incoherent. The encounter left Poe disturbed and filled with a sense of impending darkness that haunted him until his untimely demise. But doppelgangers are not just the stuff of legends or the pages of a book. As we delve deeper into the darkness, it becomes apparent that the doppelgangers are not to be taken lightly. They possess an uncanny ability to evoke fear and uncertainty in those who cross their path. But is there any way to protect ourselves from these spectral twins? While there's no foolproof method to avoid a doppelganger encounter, some ancient folklore suggests that mirrors hold the key. It is believed that covering all mirrors in the presence of a doppelganger can protect one from their malevolent influence. Others claim that the best defense is to confront your double head-on, facing the darkness within yourself. In recent times, numerous reports have surfaced from ordinary people claiming to have encountered their doubles in the most unexpected ways. Just last night, I prompted this conversation of the mythical beings, and one of my mutuals gave an interesting scoop on when they met theirs. But here's the thing. These encounters often do leave individuals questioning their own identity and sanity, as the line between reality and the supernatural become blurred just with gazing upon someone who looks identical to you. But one thing with modern tellings of these beasts, they lack the darkening depth the tales once carried. So is this proof doppelgangers don't exist at all? Or is this evidence we never got their story right to begin with? What lies behind these encounters? Some theories suggest that doppelgangers are spiritual entities or manifestations of the dark side of human consciousness. Others believe they could be glimpses into an alternate dimension or a parallel universe where identical versions of ourselves exist, and in that moment, we get to interact with our other selves. To conclude, I leave you with a chilling thought. What if somewhere out there, an identical version of you exists, waiting in the shadows? Would you ever willingly come face to face with your own doppelganger? Remember, be wary of the original lore if you do. Until next time, stay creepy.